From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Pentagon officials said today it's anybody's guess where Osama bin Laden is located. Sporadic fighting continues in and around the caves of the Tora Bora region south of Jalalabad, but the U.S. has scaled back its airstrikes there, and Afghan commanders today declared victory over al-Qaeda fighters in the area. Now, local commanders are starting the laborious process of searching tunnels and caves for bin Laden loyalists. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Pentagon says Tora Bora is still its top priority in Afghanistan. Many of the al-Qaeda fighters who were in Tora Bora have been captured, killed, or driven out of the area. But Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam says allied Afghan troops are still occasionally being fired upon from the entrances of al-Qaeda caves.
The sense that I have is that every cave that is entered is being treated as a hostile environment. So while the fierce fighting that we had seen up until just a few hours ago may have subsided a little bit, now becomes the more difficult and slower process of confirming who is still left to fight, or is this cave now empty, and was there evidence that somebody was recently there.
Stuffelbeam says captured al-Qaeda members are being interrogated on the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. But with fewer al-Qaeda fighters in the area, there is now less of the radio traffic that had been providing clues. Last week, there were reports that bin Laden himself had been overheard on a short-range radio in the Tora Bora region. Now, Stuffelbeam concedes, there are fewer radio signals and no bin Laden.
I'm not sure how close we ever really have been. We have narrowed it down to an area. Indicators were there. And now indicators are not there, so maybe he still is there, maybe he was killed, or maybe he's left.
Meanwhile, there are reports that perhaps the coalition's second most wanted man, Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar, is holed up in the Helmand province northwest of Kandahar, along with hundreds of supporters. Kandahar's new intelligence chief says Pashtun fighters are preparing to attack him there. At the Pentagon, Stuffelbeam was noncommittal.
There are some indications he may still be in the area around Kandahar. I don't know where that would be, and there are forces who are looking for him.
The U.S. has taken custody of some non-Afghan prisoners. Five people are now being held on board the USS Peleliu, including American John Walker and an Australian, both of whom were captured fighting alongside the Taliban. The U.S. is prepared to take additional prisoners, but Stuffelbeam warns opposition forces may be allowing some al-Qaeda loyalists to go free.
This country, you know, has a history built on bartering, and the allegiances can be bought, and so we suspect that that has in fact been happening.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there's a price to be paid for that kind of deal-making. Rumsfeld told reporters traveling with him to Brussels today that the United States won't be terribly friendly to those who prevent Taliban or al-Qaeda leaders from falling into U.S. hands. Yesterday, Rumsfeld was in Afghanistan for talks with the incoming leader, Hamid Karzai, and a visit with U.S. service people. Rumsfeld says seeing the war-torn country reminds him of trips he made to Beirut and Lebanon as a special envoy in the mid-1980s.
It's a sad thing to see a country that's been that destroyed. All their infrastructure is in such bad shape. It is going to take a good chunk of time to create a livable situation there.
The American flag was raised at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul today for the first time in nearly 13 years. Britain said it's prepared in principle to lead a peacekeeping force in Afghanistan. If local leaders approve, the first troops could be in Kabul by Saturday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.